What time is it? Babe, are you awake? You've been rolling around a lot. Are you okay? What do you mean it's nothing? Did you get any sleep? Come on, what's bugging you? If we don't sort this out, neither of us will get any sleep this way. Baby boy, if you don't want to tell me, it's fine. Come here. Just let mommy get up. Come here. Best spot in the house. No buts. I don't want to hear it. There. A little more comfortable? I'm glad you like it. It's not every day we stay up like this together. Let's just enjoy ourselves. It's okay, love. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. But if you want to, I'm all ears. Whenever you're ready, you can just drift off to sleep. Just listen to me. Listen to your mommy. That's it. Just close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, pace yourself. It's okay, there's no rush. Just lay there and listen to my story, my good boy. Once upon a time, there was this boy. He believed himself to be normal. Nothing special compared to those around him. This boy longed for someone special, just like any other person would. He was filled with love and adoration for this girl. In his eyes, she was amazing. He wanted to be just like her. And most of all, he wanted to be with her. He thought that maybe, just maybe, if I could be with her, maybe I could be special too. But he faltered. He was afraid of rejection. He thought that there was no possible way he could be with the girl. Compared to this girl, the boy was nothing special. He ran into his room and cried out at the top of his lungs, "I want to stand on the same stage as her. I want to be worthy of her love." He cried himself to sleep that night. Then the boy found himself in a hallway. Everything from the walls to the floor were completely white. All that stood out in this hallway was the girl he loved, slowly walking away. The boy chased after her with all of his might. The once blank hallways filled with nothing but white. Suddenly, starting to get cluttered up in debris, it was getting more and more difficult for him to chase after that special girl. The boy was getting gradually closer, just in the reach of her fingertips. The debris became too much. It formed a wall separating them, him and that special girl. He fell to his knees, then nothing. The boy woke up from the dream. What the girl did afterwards is a mystery. It's up to your interpretation. Sorry. Don't mind me. I just love running my fingers through your hair, baby boy. It makes me happy knowing that you're within my grasp. Being here with you, it's like a dream. What's my interpretation of the ending? Well, I guess a lot of people would think that's a dead end. That going after that special person would be useless. But I don't think I can accept giving up. I'd break down those walls with my own two hands. And I mean, I'm nothing special either. No one is. I think it's just the amount of effort we put in that makes us special. If I want to be happy, I'll make it happen. Just how mommy made you her special boy. Is it weird to be nice to someone you love? But I guess, since you're asking, it's because you're worth it. Sometimes it's hard for people to see how amazing they are. Just like in the story, people get so blindsided by how spectacular other people are. They forget to see how amazing they are themselves. And even if you don't think you deserve to be spoiled by a mommy like me, I definitely think otherwise. You, my good boy, deserve the world. And when you're all vulnerable and can't live without me, I'll lock you up so no other girl takes you away from me. I'm joking. Maybe. Hush now. You should get some rest. Just close your eyes and let my voice lull you into a false sense of security. Shh. Just focus on mommy's voice. Every little sound that escapes my lips. Good. Baby boy, you have no idea how important you are to me. I am getting tired. No. Just lay there. It's okay. Let me finish. All right? We all have our set of problems, love. But despite that, I will always have time for you. No matter how busy or how tired I am, I'm going to make an effort to make time for you because to me, you're that special boy. It's okay if you don't want to tell me what's wrong or what's bugging you at night. I can wait. It's just how life is. There's ups and downs. But it'll blow over eventually. Whatever you're going through right now, and whatever you're feeling, is absolutely justified. You're a strong and wonderful guy. I know you can get over this. Just remember, you never have to do things alone. I'll always be by your side when you need me. We're a team, remember? Mommy and her good boy. No matter what obstacles you face, we'll persevere together. Shh. It's okay. I can see how far you've come. You're amazing, love. And I'm proud of all the effort you've put in to get this far. Everyone expects great things from you. And I'll be right here, cheering my baby boy on. Everything will work out. But remember, you're only human. We have our limits. I expect nothing else but for you to take care of yourself. It's okay. You can cry. It's healthy to cry. I won't think any less of you if you do. We all do it. And I'll always be right here supporting you. I love you.